Tell me this, can we be religious and have a sense of humour? There are some people in some religions who absolutely don't have any sense of humour when it comes to, I suppose, remarks being made about what they believe in or what they believe in. And, you know, down the years, we've, I suppose, poked fun at ourselves to some extent, and we've had famously one of the best comedians ever in the guise of, you know, Dave Allen, who used to really poke fun at Catholics and at Christians in general. But is there a possibility that the bakery chain Greggs have gone too far, and it's just such a cheap shot at Christ by putting a sausage roll in the nativity scene? The bakery chain Greggs, they've apologised for offending Christians with an advert that replaces the baby Jesus with a sausage roll in the nativity scene. All the other nativity characters are there, but lying in the little cradle is indeed a sausage roll. And you just wonder, you know, when someone was coming up with that idea, when they were thinking about the best way to promote, they're actually promoting an advent calendar that's associated with the company. When they were thinking about how can we, and ultimately promote Greggs, the people who provide the sandwiches and the sausage rolls, when they were thinking about this, why did they decide, right, the baby Jesus, we'll just stick a sausage roll in there instead? What sort of mindset does that? And let me speak to the Reverend David McElveen, who's very much a Christian. Reverend McElveen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I'm trying to get inside the head of the advertising agent or whoever it is that comes up with these ideas. This is a strange one, to say the least.
I think it is very strange and obviously, you know, very offensive to many people who have a very genuine and sincerely held belief in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not sure that, you know, it is fair to refer to Christians as not having a sense of humour. In a general sense, we do. But there are certain areas that I think we have to be particularly sensitive to. Now, in the case of the Lord Jesus Christ being represented as a sausage roll, I think this is something that would cause great concern, simply because we're living in an age when people are very concerned about gender identity. And we saw what I describe as the ridiculous plans of the Church of England some days ago with regard to their schools. But having said that, if some child was to go into a school and refer to another pupil, "You're nothing, only a sausage roll," can you imagine just how that would go down in terms of the teacher and certainly the parents of that child? You know, so I think we are going to a very low level whenever people think they can represent the Lord Jesus Christ as a sausage roll. I think it is regrettable, and I appreciate that the firm have apologized, but I would say this to them. If they had to do something that reflected Muhammad from the Islamic faith, it would be a totally different story.
You know, it's hard to argue with you on that one. The bottom line is there are people within the extremes of Islam who would take action against a company who would visit humour upon Muhammad. That is a fact. That has been shown to be reality, a sad reality in the past. I'm not going to suggest that Muslims per se would take action. I'm saying there are some people who would. There doesn't seem to be anyone in the Christian world who sort of raises anything more than maybe a bit of a whimper about it.
Well, I think that's true, Frank, and there's a very specific reason. I remember preaching a sermon one time, Does Islam Offend Christ? And I came to the conclusion that it doesn't, because how can one offend sinlessness? If we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the sinless Son of God, he cannot and will not be offended. But we have a responsibility to direct people to what the Bible teaches of him. And it is our privilege to honor him and to magnify him. So, you know, that reverence that I believe comes very much from the heart of many, you know, Christians is something that we preserve and we respect. We do not feel that we need to resort to violence to defend our faith, rather than just simply say that our faith arises beyond the criticism and the condemnation of others. But we feel sorry for a society that is prepared to accept a sausage roll. And I don't believe our society is doing that, of course. I think there's one firm that is presenting their idea, which undoubtedly is very, very offensive.
Gerard, who's been in touch with us, is among others, saying that this is clever marketing because no one, and especially here in Northern Ireland, we rarely talk about Greggs, but they are incredibly large concern in England, and they've had mixed reviews in the recent past as far as the news is concerned. You would be looking at Greggs today much more aware of them, so it's a deliberate marketing ploy, maybe.
Undoubtedly, it does bring publicity, you know, to a firm, but I think it will bring adverse publicity and certainly maybe people not wanting to purchase their products after they have gone down this publicity road. So I think it could have an adverse effect. But at the end of the day, Frank, what concerns me deeply is that we're living at a time when you can attack the Christian faith, you can attack Christian people, and you're quite right, people will hardly raise a whimper. But I do feel that the time has come when you do have to draw a line and you say enough is enough. And I would trust that very soon that we would emerge from what I would call Christian bashing and recognize that Christians do have a very special contribution to make to this society with all its moral and social problems, and we do not need to trivialize, and I'm using that word very carefully, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ in such a way that is presented in a marketing plan for this firm.
Where do you stand on humor generally about religion? How would you have viewed Dave Allen?
Well, obviously, I watch Dave Allen. I know of him, at least I did know of him. I mean, one of our greatest preachers in Northern Ireland in the past, well, maybe 50, 60 years was Dr. Paisley. And he was a man of immense humor in the pulpit, and many practical jokes he played on myself and many others. You know, so Christianity doesn't neutralize humor. And I think,
but he didn't do a routine about religion, did he?
Oh, not at all. But humor is not just simply confined, you know, to one particular subject. And humor has a very broad application. You can see funny things in maybe some of the most simple and basic things of life. But it's an innocent humor. But any humor that is directed against people to become deliberately offensive and to get a very provocative and emotive reaction, I think needs to be handled very carefully. And I do believe once you start touching on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you do have a major issue in your thinking.
Okay, Reverend David McElveen, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
So Greggs have apologised. They put a sausage roll in the crib. I mentioned Dave Allen there because a lot of you are very fond of him, and you do ask for Dave Allen whenever we're talking about top comedians. You like Dave Allen examples. And we've played this on the programme before, but when you consider what we're complaining about in relation to Greggs, this Dave Allen story about a first day at school, should this be complained about?
My first day at school, this convent, long, winding driveway up to it. One of those Gothic doors, great studs in it. I rang the bell and opened. And there's one of these nuns, flapping. terrifying, 3 and a half, 4 years of age, terrifying. What do you want, little boy? My mummy and daddy said, I've got to come here. Yes? Well, if you come here, you've got to be a good little boy. Will you be a good little boy? And I could see past her. And there's a fella nailed to a cross.
You see, is that a story that we should play in full or not. You can let us know. You're still going on here about Derry or what it should be called. Frank, when something happens in the Waterside or the Bogside, it's Derry. If it's Dungiven or the Glen Sheehan Pass, it's County Londonderry. Reporters, newsreaders in both ITV and BBC are the worst culprits. Why can it not be clarified? If it happens in Derry, it's Derry. Any place outside Derry, it's Londonderry. There is a rule. There's a rule as far as news is concerned that it's read out as Londonderry first and then Derry thereafter. But, you know, it's a bit draconian, if you don't mind me saying, imposing a rule. If somebody wants to call it Londonderry, call it Londonderry. Somebody wants to call it Derry, call it Derry. It's time to get over ourselves. As for the joke about first day at school, Dave Allen, a lot of you think it's absolutely unacceptable that. But listen to the punchline. Does this make it more acceptable now that you hear the punchline?
My first day at school. This convent, long, winding driveway up to it. One of those Gothic doors, great studs in it. I rang the bell and opened. And there's one of these nuns, flapping. Terrifying, terrifying. 3½, 4 years of age, terrifying. What do you want, little boy?
My mummy and daddy said I've got to come here.
Yes? Well, if you come here, you've got to be a good little boy. Will you be a good little boy?
And I could see past her. And there's a fella nailed to a cross.
I thought you're bloody right, I'll be a good little boy.
It is a very good line. There's no getting away from that. That is a good line. But is it acceptable? Let me speak to James, who's in this line. Morning, James.
Morning, Frank. How are you doing?
Very well, James.
I think that is acceptable if you stand to having a sense of humour. People here obviously might have said different, and that's entirely their prerogative, but Dave Allen was immensely popular throughout Northern Ireland, throughout the world, with jokes like that, so he must have been doing something right, and he can't have been offending that many people. And personally, I was waiting for the punchline, so because I was listening to Dave Allen quite often, in the house here on YouTube and that, and I find him hilarious. He did more than religious jokes too, like he was quite a funny man, a genius perhaps. The Tommy Cooper and stuff like that.
In terms of delivery, in terms of comic timing, I reckon Dave Allen was probably the best there ever has been.
Oh, some of the topics he picked out, one that I always like, and I still do to this day, when you go to a supermarket, a story goes off on with people going through a checkout, he only liked 7 or 8 items. There was all kinds. He could 9 items, he could 10 items, he can't go through with that. And I was still doing it when I'm out shopping. You got this thing with maybe 6 items in a basket. There's not many items people have in a basket. Some of the stories were hilarious. Another one he told was about telling his son, or teaching his son how to tell the time. Spending about 3 hours, had the wee hands here, the wee hands there, and then the bottom of this little watch for his birthday.
That's right.
Some of the stories were great.
Not all of them, of course, about religion. I think he is a comic genius, but if we are offended by a sausage roll being positioned in the crib at Christmas, then surely we should be offended by a joke about the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Again, Frank, it depends on your religious views. People who are religious possibly will be. People who aren't won't be.
But surely you can be religious and still have a sense of humour.
Absolutely, yes. Well, that's it too. I mean, not everybody's religious will object to that, but I mean, I'm sure the biggest amount of them, Mr. McElveen certainly does. Mr. McElveen has a lot of time for him, I suppose, in many ways, but he tends to object to quite a lot. There's things like that I personally wouldn't find offensive. But Frank, it's Northern Ireland. People will be offended over the slightest wee thing. I mean, somebody's offended over Derry, Londonderry, which is totally trivial, and people can make a big deal of that. So I suppose we'll always find something to complain about. Some will be offended easier than others.
There's no doubt about that. James, thank you. You're certainly not complaining about the weather this morning. It is a beautiful day. I'm going to issue a complaint. There's a certain time of the day, it's usually between 10:30 and 11 o'clock on a sunny day right now as I speak, whenever the sun is positioned just over the Ormer Road. And my window looks right up the Ormer Road. So over my, if I glance round, I'm looking up the road. So at this moment, we have the sun absolutely beaming into the studio. And it means that everything, every screen is like blacked out. It's like just black as opposed to colours. And why does it do that? Because we have a Venetian blind where one of the strands doesn't work. Now, I have put my, I have put my scarf that I was wearing this morning through the Venetian blind, but it has now slipped. And during this next tune, I'm going to go and get what I always do, a couple of copies of the Sun newspaper, some sellotape, and stick it across the blinds, or I'll not be able to read one thing that's on the screens in front of me. I'll do that right now.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105, listening to you.
Let me speak to Matt, who's on line three. Morning, Matt.
Hello, Frank.
You're listening to my conversation with the Reverend McElveen.
Well, I just want to pick up on the Greggs situation. Just
yeah, fire away.
No, I just think that they, even though the ad's quite funny, I think it's the constant attacks against the Christianity, and Christians seem to be going just a little bit too far, I think.
Do you think it's an attack, or is it just humour?
Well, I can actually see the funny side of it, but there comes a point where you've got to draw the line, Frank, and just say enough's enough.
You know, to some extent, I agree with you on that. And I'm a big fan of Dave Allen, having said this. So I'm going to be coming at it from two different angles. Many's a time I've laughed at a religious joke. And I'm darn sure if our Lord was back with us, he would have a sense of humour. But I can't see the gag in changing the baby Jesus into a sausage roll.
Well, I think it's just a pure marketing strategy. And as I say, even though it's quite creative, I think that the attacks need to stop because the concessions seem to be going all one way. I mean, take Lidl, for example. Lidl have removed Christian symbolism from their packaging to appease ethnic minorities. So the appeasement and the jokes, if you will, seem to be going all one way. So I think at some point we'll have to sort of stand up and say enough's enough.
But have they? I'm not aware of Lidl. If you go into Lidl, is there no sign of Christmas at all?
Well, in Lidl they have yogurts, and they have on the packaging of some of their yogurts and other goods, they have photographs of Greek churches, and they remove the crosses. They photoshopped out the crosses from the top of the churches because they thought it would offend some ethnic minority. So, you know, the concessions are all going one way from the Christians' point of view, but nothing in return.
But is that true? On a Greek yogurt, they've photoshopped out the cross on a Greek church?
On a number of their packaging, yes.
Is this something, I haven't heard this story, has this been discussed? Is this something that's been highlighted in the news in the past, or is this something you just noticed?
Well, if you go online now, I'm sure there'll be plenty of articles on it. But that's, you got to take things in the round, Frank. I mean, we see with the Tesco's ads that we have Muslims and Sikhs in the Tesco's ads, but within that ad itself, there's very little symbolism of Christianity in an ad for Christmas, which is a Christian celebration. So I think the concessions are all going one way.
Well, see, this is one that I do know about, is the Tesco ad that is on TV that shows all the people getting ready for Christmas, and you know they're all in different homes and whatever, and the countdown's on and the turkey's getting stuck in the oven and all the preparations and the buzz and the excitement. And one of the things that struck me with that ad was how embracive Tesco would be suggesting that Christmas is by including the Muslim families having a Christmas celebration, and the Sikh families or whoever. All religions seem to be enjoying Christmas. That's what I took out of that.
Well, that's not a bad thing, Frank, but, you know, Tesco's were actually critical of people who were critical about the advertisements. Now, Tesco's is a British company, and Tesco's is based all over the world. I'm in no doubt, whenever Tesco's do advertisements and say Indonesia, which has a big Muslim population, I'm very sure for their religious days of celebration, it's strictly Islamic, and there would be no Christian symbolism, no Sikhs, no people of other faiths within their ad. I would be quite confident in predicting that, although I have not seen them do any of their advertisements.
But you know, so we're not sure of how they advertise in Indonesia. So let's stick with how they do it in the United Kingdom. And the message coming across clearly is that the Muslim faith are being issued an invitation by Tesco to make the most of the festive time that is Christmas. We have Muslim people taking part in the ad. I can't see any negative whatsoever in that, but you do.
Well, it's a Christian Day celebration, Frank. Nothing's a little bit odd that we see Muslims, we see Hindus, but we don't see any Christian symbolism within the ad itself. And towards the very end of the advertisement, there is a writing which comes up at the end of the advertisement, and it's wishing everybody, I'm not sure what the exact text are, but there's no mention of the word Christmas. It's quite bizarre, actually.
But I would have thought...
This, to me, Frank, is just Tesco's virtue signalling. You know, this is just trying to pander to everybody, and I think it's a little bit silly. It's Christian Day celebration. It should show Christian symbolism and matters relating to the rise of Christ.
However, I would have thought that the Christian message was to embrace everyone, not to be like, we are over here on our own and you guys are over there and you do your thing and we'll do our thing. I actually think they have so... captured the spirit of what Christmas is all about, but you obviously don't.
No, I can see that, and I can appreciate that fact, and you know, a bit of diversity and inclusivity is not a bad thing, but whenever you totally leave out the whole Christian element, the whole Christian dynamic to the fact that it's a Christian Day celebration, the 25th of December, it's a bit bizarre.
I'm going to walk the aisles of Lidl to see if there's any Christmas symbolism in, and I mean what you mean and I mean by Christmas. We're talking about, is there a sign of is there a nativity scene? Is there the word Christ anywhere? Is there something that suggests a Silent Night carols? That sort of thing. I'm going to walk the aisles of Lidl to see if you're right or wrong on that now, because
all you need to do, Frank, is just go online and Google it.
So, but I'm quite sure that Lidl haven't made an announcement to say they're eradicating Christmas from their merchandise. So
they didn't announce it, Frank. They did not announce it. And this was some weeks, this was some months ago, that they removed Christian symbolism from their packaging to, I don't know, pander to ethnic minorities, or they were afraid of offending people, whatever it was. But there was images on a number of their products. I think some of their products were yogurts. And they showed images of a Greek Christian churches, and they photoshopped off the top of the churches the crosses that were sitting on top.
Yes, but is this your opinion, or is this something
this
that Lidl have announced?
No, Frank, this is fact.
Yeah, but fact given to you by whom?
Well, if you go online, you will see lots and lots of protests all across Europe that have not been highlighted by shows such as yourself, showing that the displeasure of people across Europe that this has been going on. So it's
not paranoia from people like you.
No, Frank, it is not paranoia. You know, I'm sure you have access to the internet right there. You know, you can go online.
Yeah, but I don't trust everything that's on the internet. You know, I don't see it as gospel. If we
well,
excuse
here are
the pun.
105's on the internet, Frank. You know, should we trust them?
Yes, but we're not only on the internet. We are on DAB. We are on FM. We are online, and we are on your radio. But the point is, we are legitimate. There are many sources on the internet that aren't legitimate. I'm trying to get to the bottom of whether or not, and I'll ask Lidl for a statement on this, whether or not they have taken steps to eradicate Christ from the festive celebrations, as some people would call it. Have they marginalised Christmas in their stores? I think the only way to do that is to go to Lidl, to walk the aisles and see, now that it's mid-November, is there any sign of the word Christmas, or a nativity scene, or a Silent Night type scenario? The obvious ones. I'm going to do that at some point today.
I hope you do, Frank. That's great.
You do it as well. You do it as well.
Well, I've already done it.
You've been through up and down across every aisle of Lidl.
No, Frank. What I'm saying is...
You've done it online.
Sorry?
You've only looked online.
No, I have shopped in Lidl in the past many, many times, but for approaching Christmas, I dare say that they will have their products marked for selling for Christmas, for coming up to Christmas. But what I'm saying is, in the past few weeks, in a few months, before Christmas, before the marketing began, they were removing Christian symbolism from their packaging.
Okay. I'm going to go and check in Lidl. Matt isn't happy. Let me see. Jim's on this line. Morning, Jim.
Hi, Frank.
Yes, Jim. Go ahead.
Frank, just coming back to you on the Dave Allen sketch. To be honest, my background, Frank, I'm a Christian myself. I love Jesus. But whenever I look at that Dave Allen sketch, I just think that's a bit of comic genius. I personally love Dave Allen. I just think, as you said in the radio, his timing's superb. There are Christians out there, and no doubt there will be lots of them who will be offended, and there will be some, like myself, who aren't offended. I think, for me, Frank, where I differentiate is the joke is about a 3 or 4 year old boy who approaches the convent, and when you take the joke in the context of the 3 year old boy who wouldn't probably know at that age, 3 or 4 years old, a lot about religion or the crucifix or the crucifixion or Jesus for that matter or whatever. But he turns up to this convent, is approached by the nun in sort of harsh terms, I think, and she then says, is he going to be a good little boy?